Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open with uneven prices today, thanks to a combination of residual buying interest and profit-taking. Along the same lines, the hog contract should also begin on a mixed basis, tied to follow-through selling and midweek short covering. Well, preliminary cattle buying bids could start to surface today, but seems quite doubtful that significant trade will develop before tomorrow or Friday. Guess is that asking prices should be around $130, maybe a bit higher in our part of the country. Live and feeder futures geared to open on a mixed basis thanks to follow-through buying on one hand and profit-taking on the other. Well, we're still waiting for pork fundamentals to shift to support a more positive price trend. While the product market may be showing a bit of more life in that regard, hog numbers remain formidable. Look for opening bids today to range from about steady to a dollar lower. Now the futures, the hog futures, are staged for a mixed opening thanks to follow-through selling and short covering. Well, the corn and soybeans had another down day yesterday amid fund selling, with soybeans nearing oversold territory on technical charts. Corn dropped 4 to 5 cents as new forecasts favor some drier conditions next week, which could help farmers catch up on spring planting. USDA late yesterday put corn planting at 6% to trail last year and the five-year average. Now winter wheat was a little bit higher. Spring wheat had solid gains after USDA showed a slow start to that planting. In more detail, the winter wheat closed higher to recover a fraction of the losses in the previous 2 days. Spring wheat bounded higher after USDA showed a slow start to the planting of that crop. Winter wheat improved 1 to 54% good to excellent as expected, and could improve more if the rain forecast in the plains this week arrives. Over on our corn futures, well, the futures closed about 5 cents lower in fairly active trading, with May corn under key moving averages and at a one-week low. And soybeans closed lower for the second straight day and now back to last week's levels, as the low March crush may have raised some concerns about demand. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle futures up 7 cents yesterday, 115.65. August up 27 at 111.82. May feeder cattle down 7 cents, 140.07. And the August was down a nickel at 142.17. May hogs down 57 cents, 67.15. The June was down 85, 71.50. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, May up 3 cents, 419 and a quarter. July was up 3 cents at 432. Chicago wheat, May up 1.5, 422 and a half. And July was up 1.25 at 437. May corn down 4 3/4, 361 3/4, and June down a nickel at 368 1/4. May soy down 7 1/4 at 946. July was down 7.5 cents, 956 1/4. May cotton up 22, 77.04. July's up 9, 78.25. May crude oil unchanged, 52.41. June's down to 52.83. May natural gas up 4, 318 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.